the early years of the piano, about 300 years ago, the instrument was called the pianoforte. Unlike the harpsichord, it could play both piano, the Italian word for soft, and forte, loud. Pianoforte is also the title of Jakub Piątek's new documentary. It charts the nerve-wracking journey of young piano players performing in Poland's International Chopin Piano Competition. Just like the instrument's name, the documentary has a wide range of sound.
We knew, like, from the very beginning that we will, like, somehow balance between silence and this eruption of noise.
Piątek says some people describe the competition as the Piano Olympics.
The Chopin International Piano Competition is one of the oldest and one of the most prestigious piano competitions in the world. That's one of those kind of events that can change your life entirely for a young pianist overnight.
How did you decide which musicians to follow for this?
We decided and we chosen our protagonists before the competition happened. And like the most honest way to make this documentary for me was to not, you know, to look for a winner, just to find people that I kind of like resonate with their stories in a way. So we just use a gut feeling. But from the very beginning, I kind of knew that I'm not trying to make a film about a winner. Probably I will make a film about not winning. I know personally much more about not winning than winning.
What do you think was driving each of the people that you featured?
I think it's like a common thing for all the arts in a way, that if you want to be like really good at something, you need to sacrifice. For those people, it means that it's like, you know, 9-12 hours per day alone with an instrument in a practice room, because that's how they live their lives. And basically for, you know, a year, 2 years or 3 years before the competition, that's the whole lives they've got. But at the end of the day, there's this beautiful moment of like sharing the music. And maybe I will sound right now like really naive, but I strongly believe that they were participating and they were sacrificing a lot to share the music. Also, because it was the competition was postponed for a year because of COVID, so for some of those people, it was like the very first public performance with a live audience in 2 years. And you could like feel this kind of like a special magical vibe in the air.
Mm. And can you tell me more about the teachers who mentor and guide the contestants? Because some of them, like Howe's teacher, Vivian Lee, she's with him constantly. And she really seems very encouraging. At one point, you know, someone thought that she was his mom. But Eva, her teacher, She's a bit more tough. Like, talk to me about that dynamic.
Yeah, like from the very beginning when I was preparing to shoot the film, it was like the relationship between the teacher and our protagonists. We knew that it's crucial part of their lives, because like for some of them, and they're spending more time with those teachers than with their relatives. One plays in a film that we used like this, you know, kind of like a normal interview to a camera when Vivian is admitting that she wanted to participate in a year 2000. But she was a little bit afraid. She was not well prepared. And she didn't have like this, you know, this kind of like a concert instinct for that and the guts to enter like the big stage. So like this kind of like a transition between like a teacher to her pupil, and like what, like when you try to imagine like what she feels when she is looking and listening to how her pupil, her student on stage, like he's performing in his name, but also in her name. So that's something that is like really, really beautiful and naive, and so that's one side of being a teacher, and of course on the other side you've got Professor Truhl, which is like Eva's teacher, which is like, you know, Moscow Conservatory, like really traditional and a little bit harsh and tough.
You know, classical music can often feel inaccessible to a lot of people. How did you think about that as you filmed this? And like, what did you think about the music and what that brought to this documentary?
I'm not a musician at all. I remember once I was in a primary school and I was like picked up to a school choir, but not because of my voice, but because of my height. And I remember during the rehearsal, my music teacher like just listened to me singing, and she said, just lip sync, just be there and pretend that you are singing. That's my individual perspective. And I remember being like for the very first time in a concert hall and having this like this feeling of entering like this sacred space or temple of music. And I don't have like a knowledge about the music, or back then I didn't have. But at the same time, I remember a piano recital. I was sitting on the balcony and I was really emotionally moved. And I was really having like this experience that someone is talking to me throughout the music. That was also the like the kind of a feeling that I wanted to pass to make the film about, you know, a really serious matter, which is like a really serious piano competition and classical music, but trying to communicate it also to people who are not listening to that kind of music every day.
That was Jakub Piątek. He is the director of the new documentary, Pianoforte. It's available in select theaters now.